stallion nosed into the curtains of rain marking the edge of the storm. Squall winds howled through the rigging so loudly that a sailor amidship had to relay the soundings and lookout reports from forward. Shay maneuvered boots as far forward as the heavy warjack could manage and peered through its mechanical eyes into the gloom.
Ready on the engines, Walls. If we get in trouble, I want full reverse.
Currents and winds around the islands of the Southern Ocean were unpredictable, and many sported dangerous reefs and shoals that could gut Talion like a codfish.
Aye, Captain.
Walls nudged the sailor on the engine telegraph and took the controls himself. His monkey, Stubbs, hunkered under the quartermaster's beard, out of the torrential rain.
Thick as dot pea soup in here.
Yes, it is.
Shay fought to rein in his nerves. Approaching an unknown shore was nerve-wracking enough. In this deluge, it was maddening.
8 fathoms, hard bottom.
Serve on the port bow. Can't see it, but I can hear it.
Starboard 2 points, helm. Dead slow on the engines.
The helmsmen and Walls responded. And Talion veered to starboard 2 points, crawling ahead through the murk.
Reef off the port! 100 yards! Clear ahead!
7 fathom! Black sand!
Softer than rock, anyways.
Too true.
Rain's thinning! I see a headland to port, Captain! No fort or gun emplacements!
Well, that's good. Anything to starboard?
Nothing, sir!
Starboard another point, helm!
Aye, sir!
The wind became fluky, gusting first from one direction then another, which was typical on the leeward side of mountainous islands.
Furl the sails!
Aye, sir!
1 tense minute later...
Headland off the starboard bow! 100 yards!
Back to port, helm! 4 points! And keep her dead slow!
His crew responded, and Shay marked the time with the beats of his heart. When he reached 30...
Back to starboard, 2 points. Slow ahead, Walls. Sharp eyes forward and keep sounding. I think we're in the mouth of the harbor.
Aye, sir!
Indeed they were. Though the sounding shallowed to a distressing
8 fathoms!
Barely enough for a deep draft ship. The rain cleared to merely a downpour, and the outline of a ship moored at a ramshackle pier loomed out of the gloom. The lookouts reported a village with a wooden palisade beyond the pier. The harbor was small but well protected from the winds, though Shay couldn't imagine living here with the constant deluge. Through the eyes of his warjacks, he could see figures moving aboard the ship.
Full stop and drop anchor, boys. Fire a signal gun to leeward. We don't want any misunderstandings.
Aye, sir!
Jay raised his spyglass with a hand cupped over the lens to keep the water at bay and examined the ship. The vessel was a low 3-masted corsair of some 40 guns, her masts rigged for windward sailing. She was also strictly a sailing vessel, with no steam engines or paddle wheels. A pirate if ever he saw one, but an old-timer to be sure. She looked to be in rough shape, her bronze green with tarnish. He could barely make out the name.
Devil's Shadow.
Emblazoned on the prow and peeling gold plate, only a single light burned in her stern castle, and one lantern on deck. Cannibal howled past Talion's bow.
That was a mite closer than polite conversation warranted.
It missed, didn't it? Put the big launch in the water, Walls. Go ashore.
Not alone.
Bones, no. You'll stay here in command, Walls. I'll take Grogspar, a squad of sea dogs, and Pike with me. If a warjack doesn't convince them to be cordial, I don't know what will.
And if they ain't cordial? As in taking the captain hostage?
If they try, you'll know it. We'll give them a lesson in manners. As in a full broadside at their waterline and canister shot across their deck from the mariners and the commodore.
Fair enough, sir.
Shay went below to check on Hawk once more while the boat was being lowered and preparations made. She was awake this time, sipping broth and grimacing, but still deathly pale.
What was the cannon fire?
Just saying hello. These pirates look to be cautious types and not used to visitors. We shouldn't be here long. All we need is information.
And if they don't want to give it?
Then I'll be persuasive.
Always... good to learn a new skill.
Nice. Now shut up and take your medicine. Captain's orders.
On deck, the assistant chief engineer, Evelyn Krikorian, was just lowering Pike into the launch with the ship's crane, and Grogspar waited at the boarding hatch with his harpoon gun and a satchel over his shoulder that probably contained sticks of dynamite. The sea dogs were all armed to the teeth. Shay nodded his approval and boarded the launch. He unlatched the cables from the Warjack's lift rigs, and they shoved off. They rowed over to the sodden pier. The noses of cannons protruding from Devil Shadow's side, a grim reminder that they were not particularly welcome. The forbidding collection of pirates assembling on the pier looked no more hospitable. Three stood at the fore. A big man with shocking white hair matted down by the rain. A darker woman with dreadlocks and pistols at her belt. And a raven-haired woman in a tattered gown and low-cut bodice. A sword slung low on her hip. The man wore an old officer's jacket, with the arms torn off and no shirt, his thick arms tattooed, and his chest pockmarked with more scars than any man should have been able to survive. The dark woman with the dripping dreadlocks wore an eye patch. Her hair was draped down over her other eye so thickly, Shay wondered how she could see at all. The other woman's dress was tattered, the corset drawn tight but the bodice loose. The thin material soddened to the point of indecency, but she seemed not to care. She looked more like a harlot than a pirate, but one hand rested on the cutlass at her hip. Her wide eyes had a look that Shay had seen in men driven mad by fever.
Hold there! We'll know your name and your business here before you set foot on our island.
Shay signaled Grogsbar and stood as the rowers sculled to hold their position.
I'm Phineas Shay, captain of Talion. I've come here to offer you a proposition.
Not interested! Goodbye, Phineas Shay.
The pirates started to turn away before Shay could protest, but the woman in the front grabbed his arm and said something too soft for the warcaster to hear. The man looked perturbed for a moment. Then he shrugged and made a dismissive gesture. The woman stepped forward.
My name is Mark, Captain Shay. Your reputation precedes you.
She curtsied and gestured to her two companions.
You'll have to forgive my friends. Morlan tends to be suspicious of strangers, and Zira usually lets her pistols speak for her.
No offense taken. I understand caution, as anyone in our business must.
But you have more of a name as a mercenary than a brigand, Captain. We're but simple ne'er-do-wells, taking what we can from those less cautious than ourselves. What proposition might one of your reputation offer the likes of us?
Might we come ashore to discuss it? I'm not much for standing in the rain in an open boat to conduct business.
Where are my manners? Of course you can come ashore, or at least aboard Devil's Shadow, which I dare say sports better accommodations than anything we see.
Mar indicated the pier at their feet with a grandiose sweep of her hand.
Please be our guest.
At the pier, the dark woman Zira stepped forward.
The Warjack stays in the launch.
Why?
Shay wasn't overly concerned. He could maintain his arcane link with Pike and call for the Warjack's help if he needed it, but he didn't like the idea of leaving it behind.
Zira's simply concerned that this rickety old pier won't stand up to its weight.
Fine. Pike, stay here. Everyone else, up and out.
When they stood on the pier, Mar waved them towards Devil Shadow's gangplank.
This way, Captain.